This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I want to wish everyone that is listening on this day, this very day, happy Resurrection Sunday. Yes, we normally come out at 7:30 p.m. normally, but this Sunday, we are here early. We're here early for an early bird service. Early bird for us is 10 a.m., and I'm just so grateful to God to see each and every one of you tune in today. I want to thank everyone who tuned in this past Friday. We had a wonderful time in the Lord. I want to thank each preacher that came in. I want to thank my main man, Reverend Mason. I want to thank my auntie, Reverend Katie. I want to thank my brother, Reverend Giovanni Bates. I want to thank, my brother, Reverend Jerry Whitaker. I want to thank Reverend Tabrasia O'Neill. I want to also thank my big brother from another mother. I want to thank my brother who is running one of the best ministries out in Chicago right now. He is doing his thing. I want to thank Reverend Charles Dockery. I want to thank him for that amazing word. I want to thank him because if you all are not checking out the ICU in between churches, guess what? This is a great time to go to his church. Right out there in Chicago. You can't miss it. It is wonderful. In the meantime, you can catch him on YouTube at ICU Chicago. You got to check him out. Praise God for him. I just had to return the favor, my brother. If you didn't think I wasn't listening, I was definitely listening. I praise God for you. Amen. I want to just also thank those who came out and supported Safe Haven as we went to New Beginning Worship Center on Good Friday as well. I want to just say that I was just so moved by the Lord. We all were. I just want to thank Reverend Dr. Homer Walker Jr., senior pastor of New Beginning Worship Center, for an amazing experience. I just had a great time in the Lord, caught up with people I haven't seen in a long time, heard words from the people I grew up around, to see them doing the thing in the Lord. I am just so grateful for God for them. I just want to thank you all for that. If you have not seen it, if you've not heard about it, you need to check out New Beginning Worship Center out in Thornton, Illinois. My God, you will not be let down by what the Lord is doing in that particular branch of Zion. Amen. Boy, I just seem like I just unpacked a lot. But you know what? I got to get down to the brass tacks, announcements. I want to just thank everyone coming soon on our webpage at www.safehavenpodcast.org. We're going to have what we're going to be calling 5 minutes of inspiration. That's right, 5 minutes of inspiration. You're going to see me. You're going to see my beautiful self. Hey, man, you're going to see me. I'm going to give each and every one of you 5 minutes of inspiration. That means we may cover a message. We might just pray. Just praise the Lord in that 5 minutes. Whatever the Lord has placed on my heart at the time, in that moment, I'm going to focus on that. That's 5 minutes of inspiration. It's coming soon. Stay tuned, because therefore it's not going to be something you want to miss. We're going to have that either be weekly or daily. The Lord, I'm still praying on the Lord on that one. But as of right now, keep an eye out for it. Amen. Amen. For those who are interested in donating to Safe Haven Podcast, we have a Cash App at $ Brian Pusey. That's right, Cash App, $ Brian Pusey. And you can feel free to donate whatever the Lord has placed on your heart, from $1 to $1,000 or more. Amen. We will accept it. And this is Kingdom Building funds right here, not only to expand this ministry as you see it, but also to build up the ministry, because one day this ministry is going to be in a building. But right now, we're just so grateful to God for this particular version of the ministry, because this is something special. This is something great. This is something wonderful. If you haven't figured that out in this past weekend, this whole past week, well, now is a great time to discover what the Lord has placed on this ministry. Amen. The vision for this ministry is big. This vision for this ministry is large. It's great. It's amazing. It's expanding. And I am so grateful to God that He is using me to see it through. Amen. And I'm praying and praising God for those who are going to come in advance and do what the Lord has called for them to do. Amen. Amen. Now, without further ado, the reason why we're here to hear a message from the Lord. And I am so grateful to God to be able to give you the message today. We are going to be coming from the Gospel of Matthew, 28th chapter. Going to be reading verses 1 through 10. My, this is big. 1 through 10. We are going to be reading to you from the New Living Translation. It reads as follows. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the women. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus, who is crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead, just as he said he would happen. Come, see where his body was lying. And now, go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you." The women ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy. And they rushed to give the disciple the angel's message. And as they went, Jesus met them and greeted them. And they ran to him, grasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few minutes that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, who's the man? Jesus returns. Who's the man? Jesus returns. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, right now we just pray a prayer of thanksgiving. Oh, Heavenly Father, we are just grateful and thankful that you allowed us to see this very day, oh, Heavenly Father, this Resurrection Sunday, oh, Heavenly Father. Right now we pray that you just use me right now. Empty me out of my spirit and fill me up with your Holy Ghost. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Who's the man? You know, I was just happened to be listening to a song the other day. It just popped into my spirit, and it was called Who's the Man? Of course, that song has nothing to do with this message, but the fact of the matter that those three words stuck out to me. It stood out to me. And it said, who's the man? And when you read this gospel, matter of fact, when you read this entire text in its entirety, you'll be blown away by how the Lord is using everyone around him. He used Matthew to write this scripture. Matter of fact, he's using the women. Why did it focus on the women? Matter of fact, in all the years I've been on this earth, I've always wondered why the women were being pinpointed in the scripture. Where were the men? Where were they? Where were his disciples? Were they like most of us sitting at home mourning, wishing that things were different, wondering why things had to be the way they had to be? Why did they go the way that they went? Well, let me tell you something. The Lord already said right now that I've been risen. I have been risen. I am no longer sitting. My body is no longer in the tomb. If you weren't paying attention to what I was saying when I was alive, Well, now is the time to truly pay attention because I'm alive again. Amen. Because right now, that is something that a lot of us believers have been asking. Because like I said many times before, we know the story. But we got to put ourselves in the first century, first couple of years, and the years that Jesus was there and when Jesus died. They didn't know the story. They didn't have the Bible in front of them, amen. They didn't have the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Mark, or they didn't even have the Acts of the Apostles, amen. They didn't have any of this to have reference to. So therefore, sometimes we have to look deep, deep, deep inside and realize when we're going through something, we don't know what's going to happen. Matter of fact, if you had asked me the other day, did I know what was going to happen when I preached a certain word to a certain congregation who some have heard me before and some who had never heard me before but seen me in the infancy of my walk? You see, they did not know what was going to come out of my mouth. They did not know that the Spirit of the Lord was going to come out, not just Brian. You know, Brian's very quiet, but when the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, I'm loud, I'm boisterous. Matter of fact, I'm filled with fire, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'll be praising the Lord every time I get an opportunity to. Hallelujah. Because when you think about it, when you feel about it, you don't know what they were going through. As it says here, suddenly there was a great earthquake in verse 2. For an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. Think about that. You see, we're looking at it from the earthly perspective, but think about this. What if there was a great earthquake inside your heart right now? And I'm not talking about a heart attack. I'm talking about a spiritual awakening. Amen? Because that's what some of us need sometimes. We need a spiritual awakening because a lot of us are sleepwalking in this life. Some of us are getting intoxicated with all the vices in the world, and we don't take the time to get intoxicated in the vice of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Because while you're getting drunk or getting high, guess what? You need to be understanding. You need a sober mind to be able to do what we're doing. Amen? Now, I know a lot of you probably still got some vices in your life, but do it in moderation. Amen? Nobody says you got to go out there and do it all and be it all at the same time. No, 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 no. I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Rev, I'm not like you. I can't be walking around sober all the time. Sometimes I gotta take my mind out of the game. I gotta be able to just zone out and not have all these thoughts be racing, amen? Well, guess what? This is when you really have to sit back, take a time out, make time to just sit there and say, Lord, use me, amen? You probably never used me before, Lord. Maybe I've been running from your call. Maybe I've been running from the life that you chose for me. Amen? Because I can tell you one thing. I've been running from what the Lord had called me to do. I have been running for many years. Amen? Even when I was in the middle of doing it, I was still running. Amen? Because I was like, why did you call me at 21 years old? Amen? I was like, why did you call me when I was that young? I wasn't ready for what you had laid out for me. Hallelujah. But you know what? The Lord told me, he said, no, you stay on the path. Yes, I may have had some bogus relationships over the years, but you know one relationship that was never bogus? It was a relationship with God. Amen. It was my relationship with Jesus. He kept me going. He kept me flowing. He kept me growing. Amen. Maybe that's your story. Take my name out. I always say, take my name out and take my situation out. Put your name and your situation out in and see where the Lord has brought you from. Because right now, a lot of us are going through some things that nobody could understand. But guess who does understand? Hallelujah. Yes, I'm already ahead of you. The Lord understands. Because like one preacher says, I'm already in your neighborhood. A matter of fact, that could be in your driveway. Or as I normally say, I'm probably in your living room just sitting there just with my feet up saying, hallelujah, I'm here. Ha. That's what the Lord is doing right now. He is in your cubicle right now. He is in your car. He is on your television. Matter of fact, he's probably on your phone right now. Amen. I'm talking about what the Lord is using me to do, to get to you, to reach to you. Because there's no depths that the Lord, that you can go that the Lord can't find you. Amen. He is using me right now to touch you and to bring you up out of your funk. Amen. He's brought me out of a funk. Matter of fact, you know what? Between Good Friday, where I had a wonderful Sunday, where I visited churches that I haven't been to in a long time and participated in two Good Friday services, in addition to getting a Good Friday service out on the podcast, amen. But guess what? On yesterday, I was down. I was not feeling it, amen. I was so out of it. I was sleeping more than I've ever slept before. But you know what? In that slumber, the Lord was using me. He said, Brian, I know how you're feeling. I feel you. I've been hearing your cries. I know that you want to have a family of your own. I know you want a better job so you can have a better life with your future wife. But guess what? I've heard your cry, and I'm ready to do something for you if you continue to do something for me. Amen. Guess what? That leads us to the first point. And I'm going to tell you something. He asked me this question, and I'm going to ask it to you. Amen. The first point, and it is a question, it is, are you ready to resurrect your dreams? I'll say that again for my note takers. Are you ready to resurrect your dreams? Woo! I know one thing. Everybody from verse 3 through 4, they were just blown away because the person sitting on the stone was an angel. And his face was so... His face shone like the light. In other words, you couldn't see him. He was so white, you couldn't see him. And the guards in verse 4, they shook with fear when they saw him and fell into a dead faint. But note how the angel did not speak to the guards. The angel didn't say, hey, guards, get up. There ain't nothing to fear. I'm just an angel. Amen. He didn't look at the guards and say, hey, guess what? Jesus is back. Jesus was real. You may or may not have believed, but guess who's back? No, he didn't say that. He didn't say anything to the guards. He let the guards stay in that dead faint and just probably even pause time. Amen. Because this is something. This is mind blowing. This is the spiritual realm talking. Amen. You know, the Lord can freeze time for a moment. He probably did in that moment because, quite frankly, you ever heard stories about some people go through a big traumatic moment and traumatic event and don't remember anything that happened? Well, maybe this is one of those moments, amen? So maybe the next time you go through a moment where you can't remember certain specific, think about it as a spiritual moment. Not just a traumatic moment, but a spiritual moment. That means that the Lord has touched you and guided you in a moment and you didn't understand it at the time, and that's when you need to be coming to a church and praising God for the fact that he saved you through it, amen? If I told you how many traumatic events I've been through, you would be mind blown. You would not understand how when you get your car wrecked in the hood that you almost lost your life and with your own mother, and at the same time the Lord delivered a miracle. He delivered the tow truck. He delivered the cops. He delivered them right in the moment where the life was about to be extinguished, all right? Amen. You may not understand everything I've been through. You may not understand everything I walked away from. You may have thought I was jumping. You may have thought I was jumping from one house to another house, church house. No, I was going where the Lord wanted me to go because the Lord wanted me to learn as a Rhodes Scholar, amen. Not saying that I ain't never going to go and set foot in a seminary, but guess what? He gave me a different kind. He gave me the Rhodes Scholar Seminary, amen. Hallelujah. So that means when I went from one place to the next place, I ended up networking, amen. Now I'm so known in all these other churches that I am just about as great as the pastors that you see on television or hear on the radio, man. So maybe even listen to or view on a podcast, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But guess what? The angel said to the women, don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here, verse 6. He is risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. So come, see where his body was lying. We're going to stop right there for a minute. Think about it. Come see where his body was lying. In other words, the angel said, okay, I already know you ain't believing me. You listening. You hear me, but you ain't listening. You ain't comprehending what I'm saying. You probably saying, no. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus died. We hear when he was placed in his tomb. We know it. We saw it. How in the world did you move this stone? How did this stone get moved? Guess what? The Lord already showed you how it happened. But you know what? The angel said, okay, I understand you ain't going to believe me, but guess what? See for yourself. Amen. Jesus always told you to see for yourself. So how about that in your lives? Jesus told you to do something and you didn't do it. And guess what? Jesus told you you should see. That's okay. See for yourself. If you believe that this is going to happen, go for it. Try it out. You know, it's better to succeed than to, you know, it's better to try and fail than to never try at all. Amen. You know, that's something that my grandmother once told me. And, you know, it just stuck. She told my mother and my mother told me. So therefore, my grandmother told me. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what? You have to see it for yourself. And there's nothing wrong with seeing it for yourself. Amen. Because really, this is big stuff. This is big stuff. This is big, 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 huge stuff. And we got to praise God in the moment. I'm praising God right now for being up and alive to see one more day. Because I've known so many people who have not seen this day. And I'm so hurt by that. But you know what? At the same time, I'm grateful because I know that they are with the Lord right now. And I'm praising God that He has resurrected them to a new life. Amen. A lot of us don't understand that because we are still going through this life. Amen. You have to believe that there's another life. A lot of people are going out here saying there's only one life to live. No, it's not. There's many lives to live. We just only live in this particular life in the bodies that we were given. A lot of us want to change our bodies. A lot of us want to change what we were called to be on this earth. But that's okay. That's all good because, you know what, that is something that you personally have to take up with the Lord. So that means I'm not against you. If you go one way or you go another, if you're on this side of the fence or you're on that side of the fence, guess what? I still love you no matter which side of the fence you're on, whatever your opinion is. If it doesn't match mine, that's all good because as long as we agree to disagree, hallelujah, God has the glory. Amen. You know what? We're going to go right to the second point, which is another question. After you ask yourself, are you ready to resurrect your dreams? Now you have to ask yourself this question. Will you now receive Jesus as your Savior? I'll say it again because I know I have note takers out here that don't like to press rewind. Will you now receive Jesus as your Savior? You see, after the angel told them to see where the body was lying, he said this in verse 7. And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And he is going ahead of you to Galilee. And you will see him there. Remember what I have told you. Woo! Remember that. See, the angel is telling them, remember what I told you. See, for this particular moment, this man, this angel, was given authority by Jesus or maybe even God the Father himself to be able to say that. Remember what I have told you. Angel didn't have a name. Angel didn't say, hey, my name is Brian, and I have something to tell you. Remember my name, Angel Brian. No, he didn't say, remember my name. He said, remember what I just told you. Jesus is back. Jesus returned. Jesus returns. Jesus is back from the dead. Come on now. Get happy. Get thrilled. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm getting happy right now, and I'm only sitting in a quiet space trying not to be too quiet, amen, because I'm happy that the Lord is risen today. Woo! You see, as we continue to go into the scripture, the women ran quickly, verse 8, from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy. I'm going to stop right there, pause right there for a minute. How many of you are frightened, but filled with great joy, knowing that the Lord is back? Amen. The Lord has returned. Huh? How many of you are feeling that way, or are you still stuck on Friday? Amen. Are you still stuck in the Good Friday moment where Jesus was on the cross and died? Are you still stuck at 3 p.m.? Oh, my goodness, it's time to get beyond 3 p.m., magistrate. It's time to get beyond Saturday where it was quiet. I've always said this, and I remember I preached this one year, and I said it like this at the Seven Last Word service. Not this year, but I said it one year, and I said this. Guess what Jesus was doing on Friday and Saturday? He spent all day he wasn't just sitting there laying down and resting. He wasn't sleeping. He was busy. He was at work. He had some spiritual realm work to do. He had to go down to the gates of hell and get all the good people because everybody before him was, whether you were good or bad, was sent to hell. And guess what? Jesus had to get the keys to heaven. He had to get the keys back because the devil stole the keys. I wanted to bring that out so everybody would understand this story a whole lot better. So he spent his 3 days doing work. He was doing God work. He was trying to get all the good people. And anybody who had believed in God beforehand, he got the keys and said, come on, let's go. You know, there's a lot of people, a lot of good people. That goes to show you that Jesus, that only is Jesus real, but God is real. God used all of us, amen, to do great things. Not all of us were named in the Bible. Not all of us are named in the history books. But guess what? In God's history book, we're all great people. We're all great warriors. We're all great activists. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Preach, Reverend Brian. I'm doing the best I can on the wonderful day that the Lord has given us to do this thing. Amen. Now, after that, yes, I'm filled with great joy. You're filled with great joy. They rushed and gave the disciples the angel's message. And as they went, Jesus met them. Verse 9. And they ran to him, grasped his feet, and worshiped him. Whoo! Are you now, will you receive him? The original note was, will you now recognize Jesus as your Savior? Because now you see him. You see him. And you know what? We're going to lead this right up to the third point. And then we're going to wrap this thing up. After you ask yourself two questions. After you ask yourself, are you ready to resurrect your dreams? And then after we ask the other question, will you now receive Jesus or recognize Jesus as your Savior? Verse 3 says it all. Point 3 says it all. Jesus is the man. I'll say it again. Jesus is the man. Verse 10. Jesus said to them, don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers to leave for Galilee and they will see me there. Woo! In other words, Jesus made sure his presence was known, but he did it in such a way. It was like a Hollywood movie or something where the hero comes back after a long time away, or a returning guest star, or someone who ain't been on the show in a long time but decided to come back for the series finale. Someone that you probably loved and was hated that they left, so they came back for the series finale and they just surprised you. First they see the back of your head, and then the character see the front, and then all of a sudden they turn the camera around to show you the hero. Guess what? In this case, we could frame it like this. This was Jesus' time. He was the hero. We see the back of his head. I see the scene. Intercede. We see the back of his head, and we see the women, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary and a couple other women seeing Jesus, and all of a sudden they were blown away. They were just so grateful to see him, and then all of a sudden camera shows Jesus' face. And guess what? We're all blown away. I can hear the audience going, hey! I can hear all of that. You want to know why I see it that way? Because that's how the Lord blessed me. He blessed me to have a vision, a visionary of a director, a visionary of an editor, a visionary of a screenwriter, a visionary of a performer. But guess what? He's just used my gifts to do something else. I'm not just on here just talking, just blowing air, hot air. I could blow hot air anywhere. And it don't have to be here, but you know what? The Lord used me to do that. And you know what? I'm so blown away. I've had all this stored up inside me. It's amazing and a miracle that I got to this day. Because some days I say, I don't want to do this anymore. But guess what God says? This is what God told me. He said, you're going to keep doing this, brother. You're going to keep doing this. You do not know how much of a hero you are to others. I know a lot of people listening to me right now have never heard me before. If you're a first-time listener, I praise God for you. I praise God that you decided to stick around after listening to the 7 last words the other day. You said, I am curious about this podcast. I want to hear more from this minister because this minister seems like he has a fire in him that I haven't seen very often, and I wonder why the other churches ain't brought him in or other churches ain't allowed him to use his gifts to do what he's doing right now. Well, guess what? Don't shame the ministers. Don't shame the pastors. I love them, and I still love them whether or not they use me, whether or not they call me. I don't know what's going on there, but maybe that's not my story, amen? Maybe my story is not to be in these places that I believe I should be it. Or maybe you need to spread the word. Amen. Maybe if you're listening to this minister, that be me. And now that you understand that I'm out here doing God's work, then maybe you need to spread the word. Amen. If you spread the word about somebody, eventually it'll get to the right person, and the right person will try and get in touch with the person that they're hearing about. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you about a man right now, a man named Jesus, because he is the man. Amen. I'm going to continue to tell the story, whether or not I'm in person with you and your congregation, or I'm on here on your podcast, on your iHeart radios, your Amazons, your Apples, your Googles, you name it, or your Spotify's, all of that. I'm going to continue to do this because this is what the Lord has called me to do. Amen. And whatever the Lord has called you to do, you do it. You spread the word. Matter of fact, anybody want to be a part of Safe Haven, this is the best way you can be a part of Safe Haven. Spread the word. Amen. Eventually, you'll be able to spread the word a little bit better. But in the meantime, you spread it by spreading this podcast. You spread it out there. That's how this ministry grows. Amen. You donate to the ministry. You help this ministry grow. Because without you, it is impossible. As it says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must know that he is God. And he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this message and the messenger. We pray right now this message touches someone, resurrects someone right now, Heavenly Father. Resurrect the dreams of a lost soul, Heavenly Father. Make sure that they know that they are no longer lost. Amen. We pray right now that someone is receiving you. Someone is recognizing you as the Savior, the ultimate Savior, the only one that can do what you do, oh Heavenly Father. We praise God and we thank you, and we can't thank you enough right now. So right now we just say thank you. We're saying thank you for doing what you have to do, for dying on Calvary and being resurrected on this day, oh Heavenly Father, to give us another chance, oh Heavenly Father, to come to you. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. I want to thank everyone for tuning in on this Resurrection Day. I pray that your Resurrection Day is amazing. I pray that the Lord uses you in whatever you do. If you are a pastor and you're preaching today, I pray that he blesses you with the strongest word possible, amen, to give to your congregation. I'm praying that. And if you are unable to make it to church today, I'm so grateful to God that you decided to take time to listen to me to get to that next level, amen. I do what I can because I do what the Lord has called me to do. Lord called me to do this, and I'm going to do this. If the Lord has called you to do something great, I pray that you answer that call. And I pray that you are ready for the answer. I pray that you are ready for the mission, ready for the job. For those who are interested in having prayer concerns, if you have prayer concerns, I encourage you to go to our webpage at www.safehavenpodcast.org. Go to the ministry contact/prayer request section and leave the prayer. If you wanted us to pray for you publicly, say public. And if you wanted to keep it private, I will definitely keep it private and pray for you in my private time. If you're interested in having Safe Haven come out to your congregation and bless your ministries, please reach out to us at www.safehavenpodcast.org. And you can go to the ministry contact/prayer request section. Leave a note. Please do. Leave a note and let me know. And we will contact you ASAP. We will. If you're interested in being a guest or having your profile on here, if you've already been a guest, please go to our register as a guest section. And for those who are interested in staying up to date with us, go to the webpage and fill out the email update information, because soon we're going to be sending out mass emails of everything. We're going to let you all know what Safe Haven's doing, in-house and out-house, out of the house. Amen. I'm so grateful to God for every last one of you. I pray that this week is one of your better weeks, maybe even one of the best weeks of your lives. Continue to keep me in prayer as I continue to go through what I'm going through. Be it good or bad or ugly, I'm just praying that I get through it. Amen. And I'm praying for you. I'm praying for every last one of you. If you're going through some financial struggles, I'm praying that the Lord blesses you. If you're going through emotional struggles, I pray that the Lord straightens it out. If you're just going through some things and you just don't know what the things are, I pray that the Lord helps you see those things and straighten those things out. Amen. So as I get ready to go, I'm hopeful to God that you all continue to tune in, continue to spread this message. Continue to spread this podcast to all your friends, your family, your loved ones. And matter of fact, you can even spread it to the people you don't love that very much. Spread it to them. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, guess what? They need enlightenment about as much as we do. Amen? So, there you go. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now. We pray that as you dismiss us from this place, never dismiss us from your presence. Continue to use us the way that you see fit. Continue to be the light that shines in our hearts and in our souls. We pray that you just continue to see us through whatever it is we're going through. We pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God. Praise God. and I'll see you all next time. God bless.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.